As always, a huge thanks goes to our producers for this week's episode. Danielle, Ginger, Mike to the D, Cat OJ, Devin, Savannah, Pixel Donut, Janelle, Michelle, Diane, Joy, Josh, Shorty, Lauren, Rebecca, Araceli, Kaylani Hawaii, Obese J, Katie, and Rory. If you're interested in joining the official Nightmare Society Campfire online, you can find us on patreon.com/nightmaresociety. Also, a big thanks goes to user ILikeCouch and user dreams_child for sharing their stories with us tonight. To me, there's almost nothing creepier than a cemetery at night and the Australian outback. I absolutely love stories from Australia. Somehow they're just creepier. So get comfy and prepare yourself for another episode of
The Nightmare Society.
This encounter takes place several years ago in a remote part of the Australian outback. For a bit of background, I'm a pretty built 6'2" dude, and I was around 26 years old at the time. I was on a road trip with a mate, traveling around the central Queensland outback in my old semi-reliable Nissan X-Trail. We're both science and zoology nerds, and we had heard about this amazing dinosaur trail out this way, which is basically a grouping of three areas, Winton, Richmond, and Huggenden, that have had previous dinosaur bone discoveries, and still have fossils as well as a seriously awesome dinosaur track with preserved footprints. We were staying at a place 3 hours from Winton for a couple of days, and we were pretty keen to check out this trail. So we made the decision to do the 6-hour round trip in a day. We were pretty ambitious and stupid back then. We left at 9 a.m. the next morning, car packed with lunch, several liters of water, and my trusty GPS, and off we went. It was a long drive. And halfway through, my air conditioner decided to stop working. If any of you live in or have visited Australia in the summer, you would know it is brutally hot. So I'm sure you can imagine the 3-hour trip there without air conditioning, with the eventuality of the 6-hour round trip, was pure hell. To make matters worse, my GPS also stopped working as the map's software didn't recognize the area we were in. Luckily, I had an old Refidex in my back seat, but it was pretty tough to revert to map reading when you're used to a computer screen telling you where to go, especially given we're talking the Australian outback here, complete with dirt tracks for roads and very limited signage. But I digress. Finally, we make it to the trail and kick around there for a couple of hours. Not gonna lie, it was pretty awesome. Then decided to make the trip back as it was starting to get later in the afternoon, and we didn't want to be driving back in the dark. As we were about to leave, this gnarly old guy, who appeared to be an employee of the trail company, dressed all in khaki and camouflage gear, asked us about where we were from and where we were heading. He gave me the stink eye when I was vague with the details, but my mate told him the name of the town we were staying. He took a real liking to my mate, and he laughed when he told him about our lengthy journey in. Apparently, we had taken the long route, and there was a much quicker way to get back. That would shave about an hour off the trip. We jumped at the directions he gave us. Ain't nobody got time for an extra hour in an air-conditionless oven. It was all verbal, so we wrote it down. Off we went on our merry way, thinking how lucky we were to have met this old dude who gave us some sweet intel on a shortcut home. But I cannot deny there was definitely a creep vibe coming off of him. Based on all the directions he gave us, we went winding along several roads in an area I had never been in, and eventually settled straight on this narrow dirt road. We were supposed to reach an intersection after about half an hour, take a right, and continue on that road until we got to a main highway that would take us back. After an hour and a half of driving on this dirt trail, though, we still had not reached this supposed intersection. I was starting to freak out a bit, thinking we had missed the turn. But my mate was completely chilled out and was sure we would get there eventually. I think he thought I was driving too slowly. But there were kangaroos out there, man, and those things are seriously dangerous if you hit one. We had been traveling for a while now. It was getting later and later in the day, and it got to the point where the petrol in the tank was only a quarter full. There were no houses, other roads, or cars in sight, and I was really not comfortable with where this was headed. The middle of nowhere, in a remote area in the wasteland that is the Australian outback. There weren't even any trees, only this dirt road and a desolate, dry bushland of shrubs as far as the eye can see. I stop the car and tell my mate to get the binoculars out of the back to take a look around in case he can see a landmark. Yes, I carry binoculars in my car, and I still do. He obliges and can make out a house-like structure not too far in the distance. So we made the decision to head for that. We figured it could be a house and maybe the people would be nice enough to give us some petrol to top us up and some better directions out of there. As we neared the structure, it became apparent that it was not a house at all. We pulled up out front and see that it's an old caravan that has been burned to a shell from the inside out. It's still got three blackened partial walls up though, so we can't see all the way in, and it looks like someone's been there recently because there were animal bones strung up all over the place, and a cow skull at the entrance to the caravan. Some of the animal bone things even have grass or horse hair woven into them, and they were arranged like decorations. Then we see this hand-painted sign that's been staked into the ground, with the words, Moonlight Motel, on it. My alarm bells are ringing loud and clear. I nudge my friend to say, let's get the heck out of here. But he's distracted by something in the distance. It's a car, coming in the direction we had just come from. Would have only been 10 minutes behind us the entire time we were driving, but I never saw it once. It's kicking up a ton of dust, which indicates that it's coming towards us fast. It is at this point that we both hear this creepy scratching sound coming from the burned out caravan, like someone is scratching at the wall from the inside. I move a little closer to try and see what it is, and there's a person in there, peeking out of dust from a hole in the damaged wall. Then this childlike voice that is obviously a grown man imitating a little girl giggles and says,
Are you here to play with me?
My mate and I both look at each other and book it out of there, back to the inner sanctum of the X-Trail. Just as I'm about to reverse out, the other car stops just behind my car with the high beams on. I can't see the driver, but they're in my way, so I can't reverse out from where I'm stationed. I have no choice but to drive forward and turn around that way, narrowly missing the staked motel sign. As we're turning to leave, the driver starts blaring the horn, just hammering it, for no reason at all. I just speed off, back in the direction we came, and the other car does not follow. It's getting to twilight at this stage, and pretty dangerous to be out on these country roads once it's dark, because of the kangaroo situation. But we were feeling a bit better as we managed to navigate our way back to where we came from, the dinosaur trail, and even start to joke around about what happened. The person in the other car was probably just honking at us to get our attention to help with directions, or something. I pull into the parking lot and go to the front desk area of the company that runs the tours. I explained that we had gotten lost on our way back to the town we were staying at, and the lady there is kind enough to give us enough petrol for the ride back. I couldn't help myself, and mentioned to her that her workmate is a real jerk for giving us those weird directions. We figured that there was no way we messed up the advice he'd given us. And she gives me a weird look and asks me to describe the guy. I do. And her face goes funny and she says,
That man does not work here. I saw him talking with the tourist today and my boss had to ask him to leave. He kept trying to get the details of where people were staying and telling them that they had vacancies at his place and they could stay there. The Moonlight Motel.
So, creepy old dude pretending to give helpful directions to a couple of city folk to trap and potentially murder them in your lovely accommodation. Let's not meet. When I was a teenager, I was goth. Black hair, black clothes, black makeup. I even had a pair of combat boots. My friends and I, in typical goth fashion, hung out at the local cemetery. We started going as a joke, but soon discovered we liked the peace we found there. That all changed one night. My friend called to see if I wanted to hang out, and I did. None of our other friends were available. They were either working or recovering from partying the night before, so we were on our own. My friend picked me up and we drove up to the cemetery. We were hanging out, smoking some cigarettes and BSing about the latest issues she was having with her boyfriend, when we noticed at the top of the hill we were on, about 100 feet away, a bonfire had been lit. You have to understand that this cemetery is about a block off campus of a major university, and it's not uncommon for college students to go there to party. My friend and I sighed, knowing that we would have to get going soon. It was illegal to be in the cemetery after dark, and we knew the police would show up because some jerks had decided they needed a bonfire. We decided to finish our cigarettes and then take off. Just then, the most horrible stench came wafting down the hill from the direction of the bonfire. My friend gagged and covered her mouth. I groaned and said,
"What the hell?"
My friend shook her head, saying,
"I don't know what they're doing. Let's just leave."
We get in the car and one of us suggested, I honestly don't remember who, that maybe we should just go up and see what they're doing. My stomach turned and a cold shiver went through my body. My friend must have had the same feeling because at the same time we both said, "No, we should leave." My friend turned the car on, switched on her headlights, put the car in reverse and looked over her shoulder before starting to back up. I was still looking up the hill. A figure stepped in front of the bonfire. I could only see a silhouette, but I was sure whoever it was watching us. A feeling of terror hit me, and I said,
"Go. Go. Go, go, go."
Getting louder and more panicked with each word. My friend looked back up the hill for just a second, and just as the figure took a step towards us, she slammed on the gas and peeled out, going in reverse down the hill. She rammed the gear shift into drive and we were out. We didn't say anything for a while until she said,
"What in the world were they burning?"
I shook my head.
"I don't know."
She dropped me off at home and I went to bed. The next morning I woke up and went out to the kitchen. My mom was there drinking her morning coffee and I joined her. We talked about her job for a bit when she suddenly comes out with,
"Did you hear what happened last night?"
I shrug and say no. I had just gotten up. She tells me that a woman she worked with was kidnapped from the parking garage.
"Oh my God. Did they find her?"
I say.
"Yeah, but too late,"
she replies.
"Whoever took her had raped and murdered her. They found her this morning up in the cemetery. He had tried to dispose of her body in a bonfire."
I froze. My brain was going a mile a minute, the realization slowly creeping up. That's what that smell was. Needless to say, I never hung out at the cemetery at night again. I think back to our decision to leave instead of investigating the fire. That one decision could have changed everything. So, dark silhouette in the bonfire. Let's never meet. And just FYI, that last story was actually a verified story on Reddit. If you're not familiar with that, that is where someone submits their horror story and also submits evidence that what they're saying is true. In this case, the moderators commented that they had verified through evidence that this person shared that they were in fact telling the truth. The original poster never commented or shared that information with everyone else. However, there were several links provided where people were asking if it was the particular case. I'll provide those links in the description. It is quite disturbing how many times someone has tried burning a body in a cemetery. Thanks for listening, and until next time.
Spread the word.